Every summer, I go to Puerto Rico to visit my dad, my stepmom, and my siblings. Conversando. My uncle there was a famous singer. He gave me his CD. My family in Puerto Rico has a lot of parties, and we do a lot of karaoke. Well, they do. I can't sing, so I just admire them from a distance. My dad tries to sing, but you know.
Hello?
Oh, yay! Hola, papi.
Hola, mi amor.
¿Cómo te sientes? I never really thought about having to learn Spanish because it was my first language. But that's not true for every kid with Hispanic parents. Bye-bye.
Te quiero, cuídate.
My dad always spoke Spanish to me, but my friend Aura's dad only spoke English to her.
Yeah, my dad's from Chile, but he spoke English to me 24/7, so my Spanish isn't really that good.
Tu español no es muy bueno.
Cállate, Grisel. I might not speak it that well, but I understand it.
Go, open the door for me, now.
When I walk down the halls in our school, I don't hear anybody speaking Spanish, even though there are a lot of Hispanic kids.
My name is Frank Sanchez.
This kid, Frank, was born in the Dominican Republic.
He's one of the few kids in our school who was born out of the country.
Yes, I was.
He learned English when he was 8, and now he's a valedictorian.
Aura and I were both in ESL classes when we were younger. Frank said he was too.
I think like ESL made me forget my Spanish because there was so much pressure on me to learn English that I stopped learning Spanish.
He spent all of his school day learning English, and he even had a tutor after school.
My mom is learning English for me just because like every word that I use to say something, like I might forget how to say soap. And I'm like, oh, ma, pasa my soap. I mean, she's learning, but it's affecting me because it's like, what happened to my Spanish?
It's like that for me. My mom only speaks Spanish, so when I don't know a word, I just say it in English and hope she understands.
When I came to this country, my mom always told me, oh, you're going to be valuable because you know two languages. So now that I look at it, I'm like, am I still as valuable as I thought I would be, or am I less valuable now that I do not know the language fully? I see it as one and a half language. So it's like I'm one and a half person. Like before, I felt like I was two person. I think if I go back to the art today, they'll be like, yeah, you're a gringo.
Yeah, people call me that all the time over there.
It's okay, it's okay.
It's meant to be an insult, but I just ignore it and walk away.
But like now, when I speak with my grandmother, like we used to have conversations for hours. And now when I speak with my grandmother, it's kind of like weird because conversation dies. Like if you keep stopping and stopping and stopping constantly just to remember what word, like she cannot have a sense of like what I'm saying or like where I'm coming from.
I always have a hard time talking to my grandmothers too, but it's even more difficult for me because I only speak one language.
Hello, me escucha?
Sí, hijo.
Hi.
Hi, ahorita, love you.
Love you too. Hi. My dad called my granny Sonia in Chile and translated for me. How do you feel about your grandchildren in America not knowing how to speak Spanish?
¿Cómo se siente?
I know my granny has a lot of feelings about that, but she doesn't want to say anything mean.
Chao, tiene que aprender porque cómo va a hablar conmigo y con su abuelita.
You have to learn English, so how you're not going to talk to her. I mean, in Spanish, how you, to both grannies.
I mean, Granny Carmen understands me.
You talk to her in Spanish?
I talk to her in broken Spanish.
Ella dice que cuando habla con la señora Carmen le habla en español, en inglés, y ella le entiende.
No, mentira, no le entiende nada.
She doesn't understand
you.
She
does.
No, she doesn't understand you.
I get really mad at myself because I can only say simple words like ¿cómo estás? ¿Estás bien? ¿Gracias? And other easy phrases in Spanish.
Chao, chao.
Chao, chao.
During Mother's Day, my mom called my granny Carmen. I tried to avoid the call, but my mom handed me the phone anyway. My grandma was telling me, I love you, do well in school, I miss you, behave. I understood her, but all I could say was okay over and over again. Now I think I should have learned Spanish. My parents should have taught me. If they knew I had family who didn't speak any English, why didn't they teach me?
How do you feel about me not knowing how to speak Spanish?
Well, I feel a little bad, but not 100% bad about that.
My mom learned how to speak English by watching Sesame Street and reading me kids' books when I was little.
Do you think people should learn another language besides English?
Yes. So in that part, I feel a little bad because you don't know English. I mean, no Spanish.
Why didn't you teach me how to speak Spanish when I was younger? Like,
because
by that time I was trying to learn English. The only way to practice my English was with you.
No, why didn't you, after that, when you learned how to speak English, why didn't you keep on teaching me how to speak Spanish?
A good question. I don't know. I think I just went with the English.
She didn't want me to fall behind in school and not understand the teacher. But now, when someone talks to me in Spanish, I understand what they're saying to me, but I can't speak it back to them.
Trata de repetirlo.
Disculpe.
Uh-huh.
¿Dónde estás?
I feel awkward pronouncing the words. Every time I say something, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like it's supposed to sound.
Can you help me?
¿Me puedes ayudar?
It sounds like gibberish, buscando random words put together.
Esta dirección.
Okay.
But I'm trying now, for my grandmother.
Even though I'm fluent in Spanish, I even feel uncomfortable sometimes when I speak it on the phone.
Do you know good Spanish?
No.
But it's worse for my little sisters, because they only speak broken Spanish.
But Mom only knows Spanish. Why don't you speak Spanish to her?
Well, I do speak Spanish to her, but she understands my words even though I sometimes get them wrong.
I don't think she'll learn any more Spanish than she knows right now.
You're so chubby. Okay, okay. Thank you, Camille.
So she's only going to be able to have basic conversations like, me gusta dulces, or I like candy.
Yeah, I like candy too, but I want to be able to express more than that. I don't want to sound like a little kid when I talk.
You born in this country from Latinos parents, but your first language is English. So, I mean, you need to learn Spanish because we are Latinos. But
I mean, I agree with my mom. All Latinos should learn how to speak Spanish. But I want to sound like my mom when she speaks Spanish. Why can't I sound like her? I'm scared that when I speak Spanish, I won't sound like a Latina. For WNYC, we're Radio Rookies, Orbriseno
and Grisel Isidore.